You're listening to Just Okay Gamers, where this week, Nasty says, "Hey North Korea, I really like the way you're doing things."
We're just okay and we play some games, we're just okay gamers.
Thanks for listening to episode 9 of Just Okay Gamers. My name is Guido, and I'm here with...
Wally, glad to be back.
Hey, it's Millpool, and I have a special guest with me. It's Kobayashi.
Ooh. No way.
Yeah.
You got him?
Well, you know, we had to bump him off a couple episodes, so... yeah, but I got him here in tonight. I flew him in from Japan. And yeah, he's here.
I was wondering what happened to that.
Is he sitting in your living room?
He is.
Is he eating a hot dog?
Even, yeah, he's all of those things.
Sitting in your lap and eating a hot dog?
Yep.
Is the hot dog metaphorical?
We're starting out great this week.
Well, there's one other person, too.
Hey, what's up? It's Nasty.
Perfect. So, back to Kobayashi.
Yeah, back to Kobayashi.
Can you put him on?
He's eating hot dogs. He's
he's a little busy.
It's my hot dog. Hold on.
A little full right now.
Yeah, what are you up to now, Kobe? About 20 hot dogs in.
Oh, that's good.
He just constantly
eats hot dogs as he goes on and on.
Well, yeah, I mean, he wanted to be ready for the podcast. He didn't really know what he was going to do.
And he eats hot dogs before any kind of recording device starts. He just keeps eating hot dogs.
Shoving them in his maw, yeah. Well, I'm glad he's here. We'll deal with him later in the episode.
Yeah.
Okay. How have you guys been?
Okay. Been a long week. I'm on vacation.
Yeah, we're all on vacation.
I'm not.
Well, we're all kind of on vacation.
Yeah, I got work tomorrow and then the next day and then I'm done. So, almost
sweet.
There.
And Wally and Millpool are coming over to my house.
Indeed.
And we're going to play some video games.
I'm coming to your house for the first time, even though I live like 5 minutes from you.
That's
but
nice.
I've yet to come over.
That's friendship, everyone.
That is.
I had to get rid of all my hypodermic needles.
Friends?
What?
Yeah. What?
You got rid of them?
Yeah, I didn't want you guys poking yourselves.
It's like they're just like strewn all over the floor. Like if you walk barefoot, you're hosed.
Are these the ones that we talked about? Unfortunately, that were like
my mouse needles.
Yeah,
oh, that sounds awful.
That kept you alive.
No, it's okay. I just got rid of the dirty ones. The clean ones, there's plenty for you, Millpool.
Plenty of clean needles for Millpool.
Good.
HIV free.
Yeah.
Because I don't bring my own needles. You know that about me.
No.
They might give you shit crossing the border.
Sugar Bear don't need any needles. He has his own.
Well, if they find the heroin, I'll just say, like, well, I don't have any needles, so you let me go.
Yeah, that probably works. You could say it's for a friend.
Yeah.
They love that one.
It's for a friend.
Does that work?
Yeah, it does every time.
Okay. Yeah.
I got about 5 kilos of black tar coming in for a friend.
They're like, all right, just as long as it's not for you.
Yeah. No personal use.
I'm pretty sure this is the second episode where drug use was discussed.
the first thing that we talked about.
Yeah.
In a row,
great.
Yeah, we're doing awesome right now, you guys.
Yeah, so, penises.
We're getting there, Mel.
Okay. How's everyone's,
You're really quick to jump the dick talk.
Prematurely
ejaculated, literally.
Wait, we gotta talk about what our plans are for Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
A little brewery tour, as I'm told, or something.
No, that's Sunday. Oh, man, sorry. You're just out of the loop, man.
I don't have the memo.
Well, we're gonna record a boner app.
Yes, live.
Boner app?
Yep.
So I'm gonna stream it from my computer, and we'll all be in the same room, and we'll talk, and... You can see us. Maybe we'll play a game. That's what me and Nasty were talking about, playing like zombie dice while we do it.
That sounds like fun, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be a good time.
So you can tune in if you have nothing to do on a Saturday night.
Yeah, tune in to watch us play games alone in a room.
Yeah.
If you're like us, we sit in a room together and do nothing but play zombie dice.
And we can answer questions live and do stuff.
We'll be putting it on what, your Twitch?
Yeah, it'll be on my Twitch.
Sweet.
So okay. Saturday, that's going to happen. We'll have extra guests too. Yeah. Because there'll be extra people here.
We're going to be naked, right?
We're all going to be naked. We're all going to be throwing needles at each other.
That's great.
Gonna be awesome.
And if the needles stick, it's a point, right?
Hey. Fun unintended?
Both.
It's both intended and unintended.
Yeah. We'll see you. If people get it, it's great.
So, I guess that's it with that.
Yeah.
Cricket.
What,
on the league.
How's everyone's league game going on?
I recently lost 8 games in a row.
Oh. Ooh.
Ha-cha-cha.
I think I was party to one or two of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them, he went APE.
That wasn't during my losing streak.
Oh, no? You've won one since then?
That was a bonus round.
No, I won one before that happened. And I did okay as APE. You just said my build wasn't very good.
Yeah.
But I went 7-8-9. I feel like that was okay, considering we lost.
Yeah, that's a typical situation.
Well, so why are you losing? Why do you think you're losing?
Because everyone on my team is bad.
but you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit of mercy for your teammates. Come on, Mill.
No mercy.
So you really think that's it? There's nothing you can do to improve your game?
No, I don't know. A lot of those are ARAMs, and those are, you know,
those don't count.
Yeah.
Oh.
God.
They might have been ARAMs, as a matter of fact.
Well, geez, shut up.
Well, then chill out.
Shut a you face.
That's all I play anymore.
No, we play some normals. We've been winning them.
Yeah. Well, if there's not 5 people around, then it's ARAM time.
Yeah, for you?
That's my personal philosophy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I've been playing a lot of ARAMs.
Wait,
home late.
You said you're the same way, but you told me last week that you play with strangers a lot if you absolutely had to.
Yeah, I said if there's not 5 people around, then I usually do an ARAM.
Oh, random ARAM, you mean. Okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff, guys.
Oh, yeah. I know.
ARAMs, I feel like since the new Q has just been so much easier because it's not like, all right, now we got to make one. I mean, when Guido makes it, it's pretty easy because he's got like a million friends, so he can just add whoever he wants.
So popular.
Yeah, but like it's a lot easier if like 3 or 4 of us want to go together. We can just, you know, and we're looking for a fifth to fill. We can just group up and then queue up, and it's a short game. Play different people. You expand your selection of champions, and yeah, it's good fun. And you kind of don't give a fuck either.
Okay. Cool. I've been playing mid because I like mid.
You've been playing real games?
Just a few occasionally when I can.
I see you jungle a lot still, though.
Yeah, I jungle because no one likes to jungle.
Yeah, I like juggling.
Well, then jungle more often.
You never let me.
I think he tries, but you're like, Jarvan, blah! Like,
that's not true. I'd rather play mid all day.
Who grabs mid then that pushes you out?
That's everybody what happens. Wants mid.
Somebody grabs mid, you concede it, you become jungler, then you push Millpool down to ADC. Yeah. That's exactly what happens.
Don't force me to ADC.
No, I play ADC quite often. Yeah, I do. I just hate it every time I play it.
Me too.
I don't play any of it, so it's funny just sitting back and listening to you guys right now.
Bicker and argue.
Yeah.
Who knows the most about what's going on with this passport issue with LCS?
From what I heard, the North American All-Star team had some issues with their passports. With Doublelift and Skara, I guess they got their passports late or something, so kind of diminished their practice time as a
it
team
halved it,
in China.
Didn't it?
Sorry?
It halved their practice time, practically.
Yeah, they got 2 days to practice in China, or they will have 2 days to practice instead of four. And I think their match is Friday at 3 a.m. our time.
Huh.
I think it's kind of a little unfair for China. They have a little bit of an advantage.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, they're doubling their practice time in comparison.
Not to mention the jet lag.
Yeah. Jet lag, too, yeah.
Well, and on top of the fact that Guido and I talked about it, is that the way that the All-Star Tournament is set up is the most inconvenient for America. Or, like, for North America at all.
North American viewers, economy. You mean?
Yeah, the North American viewers. Like, the game's at, what, 3 a.m. on Saturday?
3 a.m. local to us, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Friday. Like, crap.
Friday.
Friday is 2 a.m., and then I think there's one at, like, 5:30 a.m.
Yeah.
From what I read, it was 3 a.m. Friday, and then, like, 6:30 a.m. Saturday or Sunday.
You know, I watch my soccer matches on Saturday mornings, like, at 7, so I really can't point fingers.
Are you into soccer?
Yeah, I
saw you updated your Facebook.
I'm a Hotspur fan, yeah.
I never realized that. That's cool.
Soccer.
Soccer is cool, guys.
I'm saying soccer so that you heathens would know what I'm talking about. But
soccer.
Oh, you call it football with your...
Yeah,
yeah, hey, with your European ways.
See what's going on the soccer.
What are you even making fun of?
The word soccer, I think.
The word soccer?
Hey, I think soccer. Let's all watch some soccer.
I think your implication that soccer is for some reason either rad or gay.
Yeah, or a chick.
It's like a kind of a soccer. Homosexual tunnel rat. Soccer!
Let's soccer.
Let's fuck her.
Let's fuck her.
Yeah, so I don't think NA is going to do very good in this, to be quite honest. We're going to get our fucking butthole stomped in.
There's five teams. I think NA will probably come fourth.
I think I'm fifth.
Yeah.
You think that all the other teams are going to beat them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think fourth is more realistic.
It's NA, EU, China, Korea, and...
It was like the Southeast Asians or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Or
I think EU is going to be
Garena.
I don't know.
EU is pretty strong.
Yeah.
They beat us last year.
But China and Korea and another Southeast Asian team, you said?
I think Korea is the biggest threat, honestly.
Well, it's Korea, man.
I don't know anything about any of the Asian teams.
I mean, just the only thing that I'm basing it on is last year when the finals happened.
Yeah.
The Koreans came in and they just fucking stomped everybody. TPA just, like, destroyed every American team that they played against.
Oh, well, I guess we'll see.
Is TPA Korean? Is Taipei in Korea?
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know. I don't think it is.
Yeah. I swear, TPA is in Korea.
Google.
Yeah, right?
Apparently, you can't just type TPA in Google.
Taipei City is the capital of, Taiwan.
Oh, yeah. There it is, folks. You heard it first.
Not
Nasty was wrong. You just love Korea, man.
I do. Yeah. I'm trying to win them back over, so I'm cheering for them, okay? Clearly.
Oh, their women are hot.
What's I'll your thoughts on Dennis Rodman meeting up with Kim Jong-un?
I actually think it's kind of awesome in a completely ineffectual way.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely removed from all the politics. Like, it's pretty hilarious to see a picture of him there.
I wonder if he plays League of Legends.
Rodman?
Both of them. I wonder if they played together while they were there.
I'd say they play StarCraft.
And I think it'd go something like this.
Now, I actually do know that... Is it Kim Jong-il? Is that what it is?
Hey, Kim. You want to play some League of Legends?
He is a video.
You played that League of Legends?
Oh, yeah, my God.
I've been playing League of Legends for quite some time, Kim.
That's the worst voice I've ever heard.
You're the worst voice.
That sounded like a rapist.
Yeah.
You're going to get raped, Kim Jong-il.
You want some candy?
By the way,
that's my giant black man voice.
Oh, God. Let's just offend everyone.
We went there.
What happened to North Korea bombing America? Is that not happening anymore?
He pulled the missiles back.
That's good.
He's a little bitch is what happened.
Well, China basically said, we're going to cancel this trade deal. We're not going to bail you out here. Our bank's not going to bail out your bank. And it became abundantly clear that once they lost their only staunchest ally, they lost the PR effort.
Yeah, once China said, you know, we're not having this, you guys have gone way too far.
I don't know if we really want to get into international politics, but I could get into it. But
Not really. Let's get back on track here.
Okay.
Domestic politics.
Yeah.
Back to Dennis Rodman.
Back to Dennis Rodman playing League of Legends.
I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. I'd like to watch it. I'm pretty sure that we'll end up watching at least one of the games.
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe at some point. Friday. Well, no, Wally will be too tired.
No, yeah. Well, I can watch it. I'll stay up.
2 a.m.?
Fuck yeah, I can do that.
All right.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I want to watch it.
I'll just give me a cup of coffee or something. Do you have a coffee maker, by the way?
I do.
Okay. I was going to say, if not, I can bring one over. Because we've gone over the fact that Guido has nothing at his house. Yeah.
I feel like we're going to have to make a few trips to your house to pick stuff up.
To my house?
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't mind going to the grocery store, too, to pick up some essentials for cooking as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm glad you answered for cooking.
Yeah. I'm going to make you guys some homemade empanadas.
I was going to pick up a grill tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Yes.
So he doesn't have to use mine.
Yeah.
Girl. Oh, well, there you go.
Girl grill.
Yeah, a girl grill.
Pink
enamel.
And it does is nag, nag, nag.
Is it done yet? You're burning them. You're burning them. I want that well done. I don't want to see a hint of red.
All right. All right, guys.
Okay, back on League.
So there's going to be a 1v1 tournament, too, that I didn't really know about until recently. Did you guys know about this?
1v1 me, bro.
At the All-Stars. They're going to have all the specific positions 1v1 each other on the new map.
Nice.
To claim to be the best in the world.
The winner will be titled the best player of that position.
I think it's pretty cool.
I can't wait to see the two support players, you know, sissy slap each other.
I think that support and AD are going to be playing with each other.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I couldn't see support versus support. They're just sitting in the bush the whole time until, like, ward battling.
Yeah, ward battle. In the map, it's, like, all magma-y and, like, on fire. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Looks hot.
It's cool.
Now, here's a question somebody raised.
Wait, is it hot or is it cool?
It's cool because it's hot.
Yeah, exactly.
But
thanks for clarifying, Wally.
You're welcome. Is it necessary, though? Can't they just do, like, an ARAM and ARAM map and do 1v1 that way?
Howling Abyss is locked in to so you can't B.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, they could just alter it. I assume you can. I think they're modeling it after the best Riven NA tournament, which was you could go heal, you could get any summoner spells you want, but it's the way you win is you either kill your opponent or you bring their tower down.
Okay.
So here it says that the way to win a match is kill 100 minions, destroy the enemy turret, or score first blood.
Okay.
If it's 1v1. If it's 2v2, then the first team to get 2 kills.
I don't know if they'll follow that rule set specifically or not, but that's just what I heard, that they'd probably modeling it after that.
Yeah. So
it sounds like quick matches. I mean, the best Riven NA matches were, like, you know, 5 minutes long, tops.
Yeah. And I think that they put this 100 minion kills in there to kind of help with that, to speed up the process a little bit, you know? Because you can't just go back and sit there and farm because you're allowing the opponent to get, you know, a lead on you, essentially.
Right.
Which is a different aspect. But, I mean, 100 minion kills, that's what, 12-ish minutes with pros? 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Tops. So.
Cool.
I wonder what people are going to go for the safe minion kill play.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that too much. I mean, it sounds like it is kind of a failsafe if nothing happens for a while, but I definitely wouldn't want to see a match decided by minion kills.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty boring.
Everybody's just sitting there killing minions and that's it.
I mean, it should be a factor because that's a big part of the game.
Right. I can't stop killing these minions.
But yeah, to end a game with minion kills, like, I don't know, it could be pretty intense if it was like down to in the 90s and they were real close and then they have to out harass each other.
That's true. They started like trying to zone each other and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think many of the Riven tournament ended that way. I think they were all kills or tower bring downs.
Hmm. Well, one thing I noticed too is, I guess it's going to come down more to individual skill than I guess originally believed, but that's the way they're going to do it. I thought it was more of a show off, but it looks like it's actually going to come down to people playing other people.
In terms of what?
Well, I don't know. Whenever I think of 1v1, it's a dynamic that I can't really wrap my head around too much when it comes to a game that wasn't designed inherently for it.
Right.
So whenever I think of 1v1, I just think it's kind of like an uneven arbiter of decision making. But if they're really modeling this entire mode and they're crafting it specifically for one person on one person, I think I should take it more seriously than I originally did based upon what I'm hearing here.
I believe you can also play 2v2 on it.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It's just a different game mode, right? It's like ARAM. You know, it doesn't prove anything really, but it's just kind of a different fun way to play the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like the fact that, you know, when I try playing with somebody or like teaching them something, it's kind of a hassle when you're playing on Summoner's Rift. And this is a lot smaller of a map, you know, so it's not like you gotta, when you B to go buy something, you don't have nearly as far to run. Now it's only like the distance of being in base as opposed to going like from base all the way to mid if you're really trying to do something like that.
Yeah, that's a good point too.
So I think it might be a good like teaching kind of tool for new players.
Definitely, and practicing, you know, your mid and your top.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, not having to worry about the rest of the map and.
Yeah, that lack of complete and utter situational awareness. This way, you can just focus on the here and the now.
Might help some people out.
Yeah,
it would help me out.
I always find I learn a lot when I 1v1 anyone. Yeah, specifically. Yeah.
I haven't done one lately. Maybe Guido, you and I can do one of these days.
Yeah. We got time this weekend.
Yeah.
Well,
that's about all I really can think of league
wise. Yeah, there wasn't much that happened this past week.
No.
I mean, like, you know, all the LCS guys are getting ready for All-Stars, so that's pretty much it.
We could talk about that.
Apparently they can't tweet because of China firewalls. They can't tweet or update their Facebook or
social media control.
Yeah, which is pretty funny, I guess.
What if one of them gets like arrested for indecent exposure?
That would
what if that happens?
Who in NA would be most likely to do that?
What is indecent exposure? Is that walking naked around, or
like full on dong?
Yeah,
just, you know,
dong.
Just like he goes in the middle of the stage and just whips his pants down and just starts flapping back and forth.
Yeah,
big talking about sounds. NA exclusively.
Yeah, just NA because I don't know any of the other players.
Yeah, I would have to say Saint most likely.
Yeah, he's a drinker. He might get drunk and do it.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't think he gives a shit.
Well, good stuff, guys.
Yeah. Which NA player would be most likely to expose himself in China? Good topics.
It's time for General Game Mean News, and we will talk about General Game Mean News right now.
The elephant in the room is Xbox One, the reveal.
What? What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
The new Xbox, my frere.
Xbox My Frere? Is that what they're calling it?
It's awesome. It's going to be great because it's not. But I'm not impressed with what they showed at all. It looks underwhelming. They took out all the elements of what makes it a successful video game system and made it some kind of weird television-focused, social media-enhanced nightmare that apparently only has support right now from EA and the developers of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
First of all, what do you guys think of the name?
One?
Yeah, I don't really... Well, they were going like with this whole Infinity, like, you know...
No, they weren't going with Infinity. Reddit was going with Infinity.
Okay, well, they've kind of had this, like, you know, 360, like, it's a complete different thing. 720, maybe, like, building on the whole rotational thing. But one, like, when I think of PS1, the little fucking white, like,
yeah,
size of a VHS, you know?
It's also the loneliest number, which would work.
I think of Neo.
Neo, the one?
Yeah, they should have named it Xbox Neo.
How about the Jet Li film?
Ooh, yeah.
The one.
With the sparks flying down?
Did you know that you can spell Neo with the letters in one?
What the fuck?
Mind blown. Well, excuse me. The Xbox One is basically a cacophony of failure. I mean, we could go into almost any aspect of it.
I think everyone just needs to calm down about the Xbox One.
There's a lot of angry people out there, but from an objective standpoint, there's no backwards compatibility. And Microsoft says anybody that wants backwards compatibility is, quote, backwards themselves.
Yeah. I wonder what Chris Cross has to say about that.
Because they wear jerseys backwards?
They wear everything backwards.
Yeah, that's their shtick.
They wear pants backwards too.
Yeah,
the whole thing.
Did they wear their dick backwards?
Yeah.
That's also called a vagina.
They altered their bodies to accommodate their branding.
Was that a thing
that ever caught on? Wearing clothes backwards.
True story. I once got kicked out of Spanish class for putting all my clothes on backwards and walking around backwards with my hood up.
Crazy.
I know.
Watch out. Wild child.
I got thrown out of a cultural studies class in college because we were talking about sensitivities to Native American groups and how sporting teams have a lot of their, like, the Indians, the Seminoles, think of Redskins, a few things like that. So my friends and I got together and we put all of our clothes that we had, and I walked into class wearing every single piece of Native American branding jerseys and coats and hats possible. And it didn't go over very well.
Was your teacher Native American?
No. He was a very boisterous, potentially gay man that was married. We couldn't figure it out. But he was nice. We were trying to prank a little bit, but I think it just went over like a lead balloon.
Oh, you pranked him real good.
Sounds like you got pranked.
We got pranked.
All right. Xbox is still there.
The other big issue is, let's say you buy a game, right, for your Xbox One.
Impossible.
Yes, impossible. You walk into a GameStop and you'd say, "One Xbox One game, please," and they give it to you. You take it home, you pop it in.
Who says that?
Oh, it's pretend GameStop's
yes,
a ninth.
Yes,
one arbitrary game.
Could I have one Xbox game, please?
I'm being sarcastic. I'm being sarcastic. No, pretend that GameStop's a 1920s soda jerk then. Anyway, you go there, you get that, you get the game, you take it home, you put it in your Xbox, it syncs up to your Live ID. And so it instantly becomes a used game.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say your friend wants to borrow it, or you want to trade it back into GameStop. You can't. Well, you can, but your friend has to pay a fee.
Yeah.
Or GameStop has to figure out some fucking way to deal with this. Because it basically renders all games once opened and played relatively useless unless you pay this token fee.
Oh, yeah. No.
They're definitely fucking over GameStop.
That's stupid. That's terrible, though. I mean,
GameStop's already getting fucked over by everybody else, though.
Let's pretend this isn't a huge deal. Because I know, I'm like you, maybe. I buy a game new. I typically buy it because I want it. And I don't rent too much. In Steam,
yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
So you're fucking over the whole, like, material copy anyways because you're buying digital.
That's fine. That's fine. But for the console games, though, whenever so often there's an exclusive console release I want to play.
All right.
I buy the game. I get it. It's mine. Not a huge deal. Probably won't affect me that much. But I object on a larger issue that I paid $50, $60 for this game. I own this game. It's my fucking property. It's the same thing as buying a car and letting a friend use it. Except now I can't. Let's say I bought a car from Ford. In order to have you borrow it, you got to pay Ford a fee. It's stupid.
You know what, Ollie?
I think it's worth noting, before we go any further, that they also mentioned that they're going to have a trading and reselling system built into the Xbox.
It's called a monopoly.
Well, yeah, but you will be able to make money selling games that you bought previously.
It's like the Blizzard auction house, though. I think it's just silly. But I guess, you know.
Well, you know what? Like, there's so few details about it. I mean, that's really where this press conference kind of went wrong, is that they didn't inform people well enough. So now people are just, like, making their own opinions. And
I agree. But it's still their fault for doing it that way. One.
Yeah, absolutely. But
and two, did you know
I just think everyone needs to, like, just calm down and wait for more information.
I agree.
I mean, the whole used game thing is shitty, I agree, that you can't give your game to a friend and they can just play it without having to pay a fee. I mean, that is shitty regardless, but...
Well, my second rebuttal to that is they pushed it back a week. This was pushed back a week to, quote, address the Sony reveal, to deal with that. And this is their answer to addressing what Sony did. That presentation, that was the padded week they needed.
Well, can I make you feel a little bit better?
What?
With all this? I feel like this isn't going to stay. This whole, like, the way that they're treating it, it's not going to stay, because what's going to happen is that they're going to lose sales. And EA's doing the same thing right now. They're pulling away from what they did before. So it's like, if you start having developers that won't comply to this,
I agree.
Then what is Xbox going to do? You know what I mean?
But Xbox kind of sets the industry standard a little bit.
Not anymore if they keep this up. I mean, this is Sony's game to win now. But, you know, not yet, because to piggyback on what Millpool said, E3 is going to be really where this all clicks in.
Is E3 going to be big this year, you think?
I think it is, because it's the last chance anyone gets to really clarify on things. And they mentioned games, right?
Yeah, Microsoft is saying that, like, it seems like they'll have a lot more information at E3, and it sounds like PS4 is going to have more stuff there as well. So,
I just feel like E3 the past couple of years hasn't really been that big.
It sucked dong. Yeah. We wonder if it's different this year, though. It's console releases.
Yeah, true.
I went to E3 when the Wii was coming out, when a whole bunch of things were starting to change, and it was, you know, amazing. And then it started being shit again, and I think we're hitting that cycle where everyone needs to find a platform. It'll be PAX too. I mean, this is the first PAX. I mean, PAX didn't exist, or it didn't exist at the scale it existed at the last cycle, like 7 years ago.
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't nearly where it is now.
So the eyes are going to be on PAX, and the eyes are going to be on E3, because that's where the games are announced. And I think that's where it's going to come down to. What does 15 exclusives mean? They're unannounced. And of those exclusives, how many of them are truly exclusives? And I don't mean like, we'll get this special gun first, or you can get this if you pre-order it for this system. But I mean, like, it is not coming out on the opposing system. That's going to be huge for Microsoft as well. And I hope that they figure it out, because I don't think one more Halo is going to save them either.
No, definitely not. Halo, I feel like, has reached its peak of being played, and now it's kind of like...
Well, now they get a TV show.
But I mean, it's kind of like Counter-Strike. You got the people that play it, and they're going to continue to play
Halo
it.
Halo is not still really successful.
I know.
It is, for what it is.
But Counter-Strike's also still up there, too.
Probably I don't think it's Halo numbers at all.
Not to the Halo numbers, but, I mean, it's not like they're expanding just because they come out with another Halo. You know what I mean?
I couldn't be more indifferent to any of this at all.
That's fine. Well, then let's hear your opinion.
Well, predominantly I'm a PC gamer too, but you know, the consoles share the same room with us, and whatever, they're in the same pool. So when they kick, we feel the ripple.
Well, in Microsoft,
maybe it just means more PC gamers.
I hope so. We'll see.
Well, in Microsoft, they've been trying to do the whole cross-platform thing, where they can come up with a server or some kind of a setup where you can have console gamers and PC gamers playing together.
Yeah. They've tried that for ages.
Yeah, they have been. I mean, that back when, you know, they just started talking about coming out with Vista, that was supposed to be really big, and then it disappeared. But
no, whatever. I played Shadowrun with a bunch of console players.
Probably tore their asses up.
Yeah, it was absurd. Absurd.
Yeah, that'll happen.
I just, And also in terms of the physicality of the unit, I think it looks horribly generic. It looks like a VCR. It is, I just feel like they went from a game-centric approach and became this weird kind of thing for everyone, including social media. And the PS3 came out at a horrendous price point, was very generic. I mean, they used the Spider-Man movie font for their brand font. And they learned their lesson from watching Xbox kick their ass. And they're coming back with being indie-friendly, game-friendly. And it just seems like this weird role reversal right now. But we'll see when the next batch of details comes out.
It's all about selling units.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep, it is all about selling units.
I have to agree with you. Like, I'm much more excited about the PS4 going forward. But I don't know. Like, you're right that Xbox or Microsoft, they focus their press conference on, you know, selling the box as kind of an all-in-one thing, and they really didn't present games as being the primary focus, which, you know, seems like a mistake now, considering the backlash. But I think we should wait until after E3 to
make final judgments.
Yeah. You can't take internet backlash that seriously because it's just so violent and spontaneous.
Yeah, and right. Half the time not even accurate.
But there is a lot of backlash, and I think that's worth noting. You know, after the PS4 release, I think there was a lot of positivity around it. So
there was.
You definitely see it right away. Like, it happens right away on Reddit and Twitter and everywhere. And yeah, we haven't really heard anything from Microsoft since then, and there's been a lot of backlash. So it's kind of interesting.
One of our listeners wanted me to bring up motion captured dogs for the new Call of Duty game.
Yes, yeah. Dogs.
What do you guys think about that?
They scanned the military.
Captured a dog.
Yes, they did. They did that was their selling point, too. In this version of Call of Duty, one of your allies will be a dog. You know, this is a full digital scan of an actual SEAL Team 6 military dog, something like
that.
Did
they show the dog in the mocap suit?
Sure did.
Oh, my God. I need to see it.
Actually, I can do you one better. Give me a sec.
Okay. Well,
talk amongst yourselves.
I can't believe they really pushed that point, that they have a fucking dog. Like, what?
It is quite a feat. I mean, can you imagine putting a motion capture suit on a dog?
I don't think he was in a suit, was he?
No, he was in a black spandex suit with little white balls and a helmet.
Dude, people fucking dress their dogs in, like, stupid sweaters and shit. How hard can it be to put a fucking spandex suit on a
Probably
dog?
Probably pretty hard.
I didn't see that part of the press conference. I did read that they had to put little booties on him to motion cap his feet.
Wow.
Yeah. That's actual rips from the presentation video, too.
It's a good-looking dog.
It's a very good-looking dog, yes.
He's a good boy.
I like how they show, like, the scratches on his face to be like, this is a real dog that's been through some real shit.
No, that's, like... I mean, they took pictures of a real dog, and apparently he had those scratches on his face.
I should probably mention, too, that Sony's stock went up 9%, something like that.
Right.
It's Microsoft's release.
Yeah.
And didn't Microsoft go down as well?
Yeah, it went down like 2 or 3%, something like that.
What did the stock in German Shepherds do?
It was explosive.
Through the roof.
And by the way, this is another picture, too, I wanted to mention. They laud the ability to multitask while using the Xbox 360, including Skyping with people while watching a common media like movie or television show.
That's kind of cool.
It is interesting too.
Well, that's the big thing that they tried to put forward. Well, one of the big things, I guess, is that there's two operating systems running all the time on the Xbox One. And one just handles apps, I guess, and the other handles games.
That's cool.
In fairness, someone did say, man, I really can't wait to Skype with my buddies while I watch this one movie, said no one ever.
Right.
Although, I was a big user of the Xbox 360 theater mode. I actually enjoyed watching some things with my friends, but they took that out.
Well, I can see this being, like, coming from the military side. Whenever my roommate used to, like, watch movies with his girl, well, like, watch a movie And then, you know, like, they would talk about it to have something to talk about that they would do since they can't be with each other. So mm-hmm. I think this would be really cool to be able to be, like, you know, long-distance relationships. You can actually watch a movie together with, like, quote-unquote, with that person.
Well, it's my life's goal now to get the Xbox to, because I don't know if you knew this, but it also does that whole thing, like, Xbox, go home, Xbox, search for this. That kind of
Google Glass. Google Glass stuff.
I wanted to make I want to train it to make it sound like Xbox Live sounds like shitting dick nipples. Xbox on, and that's a monochromatic search searching for like the worst things on the internet. And I guess there's Kinect too. Kinect is required or whatever. Kinect's just whatever, stupid. Oh, by the way, it can apparently sense your heartbeat and your physical form. So when you sit down, there's like a good chance that it'll know it's you, or that at least there's somebody there sitting. And will respond to body types and shapes and that kind of a thing, too.
What if someone has a heartbeat and then they don't?
Yeah, what if they die? Well, I guess, 9-1-1?
Basically, can I still murder people in front of their Xboxes?
I think that could be admissible in court, but in terms of the Xbox doing anything about it, I think it'll just assume no one's there anymore.
It doesn't, like, get up?
No.
And be like, what, oh, get do up, not like, attack like, my master.
I don't believe the Xbox 360 conforms to the laws of robotics.
No, it does do that. It does? Gets up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like Johnny you. Five.
It just shoots you. That's it.
No batteries.
It deploys one of those little the droids or the drones from
Drone Fest?
No, Portal.
Oh.
I did pose up a very good theory regarding Call of Duty Ghosts with the dog and everything. I think all of the men in the Ghost Company should be robots, and they're actually all run by dogs. In some secret lab. Maybe that's how all the SEAL teams should operate. Just remotely controlled by dogs.
Yeah.
Black lab down.
Well, that's Xbox news.
Yes, it is.
I didn't participate much.
That's okay.
I'm commercially.
You're a pure PC gamer, dude. I respect that.
Yeah.
Are you going to get PS4 or the Xbox?
I kind of doubt it. It'd have to be, I don't know. I doubt it.
I'd get a PS4 at this point right now.
But... Yeah, I'd lead more towards the PS4, but yeah. I don't really care. Know what I mean?
Know what I mean, Vern?
Well, one of our listeners wanted us to talk about movies and stuff, but I don't think we have time.
Oh, yeah, do we go past our limit?
We're going to be having a boner episode.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about it then.
Yeah, the favorite movies and stuff. We're playing about games and shit.
But, yeah, if you guys want to like submit stuff to us on Facebook or Twitter, we'll kind of be doing a little bit about us and just kind of bullshitting around. So
great.
Yeah,
we'll do it then.
But I got a little game we can play.
Game.
Let's do it.
It's a trivia game.
Well, we need the theme though, right?
Want to play some games and it's trivia. It's just okay. Trivia games.
Awesome. Beautiful. Beautiful.
On point. That was pretty good.
I like how we use our segues once and then never again.
Well, I mean, when you went from League to General Gaming, you didn't even give a chance for the segue.
That's my fault then, sure.
I thought we were good. I'll stick them in.
Okay.
That's what she said. That's what she said. I'll stick them in somewhere.
Now it's time for us to play a stupid game.
So this game's pretty easy.
Okay.
What's going to happen is...
Are we allowed to use internet?
No. Well, I mean, you can, but you'll lose pretty quick, I think.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
This will just show how much little I know.
You?
No, I made it pretty easy.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to start reading a short synopsis or a brief review that will give away whatever the game is.
You're a short synopsis.
And then you guys will buzz in with your... call signs or buzzer noises, what have you, which Millpool. You guys, that's your buzzer noise?
Should I do it like that?
Millpool.
Okay.
Don't say it.
My buzzer's Millpool too. Millpool. No.
We need different buzzer noises. Okay, Millpool, what's yours?
I'll be Wally.
You just want to use your names? You guys are so uncreative.
Nope. I can make a noise.
No, like fart noises or anything?
How about, I keep pretend.
Okay, that's a little long, but it'll work. Aki 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 Patan, okay. For Wally. Millpool? Anything?
What did you?
You're just going to say nope. Okay. Nasty? Nasty?
I'm going with this. Yucky.
You're going with what?
I'm going to find one.
No, just say it. You have to say it. You have to be quick.
Fuck.
Okay, mine's Ecky Ecky then.
Okay, Ecky Ecky, Millpool, and Nasty's taking way too long with this.
I'm just going to say fuck. That's it.
Okay. Good enough.
Fuck.
Yeah, so that way if I don't know it, I can buzz in and then have time to think about it.
So as I'm reading the synopsis, you guys buzz in and you give me your answer. But if you give me your answer, that's it. You can't come back as I read more.
No comebacks?
No.
Okay.
But as soon as you know it, you got to buzz in and tell me what it is.
All right, fair enough.
All right.
Check.
Let's do the first one. I'll start out really easy.
Thanks. I'm gonna need some help here.
Let me pull it up here. Okay. You guys ready? You got your buzzers ready?
Yep.
Here we go. A massively multiplayer online role-playing game that takes place 4 years since the aftermath of the previous Millpool. Game. Millpool, what is your answer?
Is it Guild Wars 2?
No, it's not.
It's World of Warcraft. Ecky,
shit.
Ecky.
Wally's got it. Wally's got a point.
Fuck you.
That took you guys longer than I expected.
I was going to say it, but I wanted to wait to make sure I knew exactly what I was going to answer.
Let me open up a thing here to keep score.
Yeah, you better open it up. Hack away at that keyboard.
I will.
Tap, tap, tap.
Tap, tap, tap-a-roo. Tappity, you can always tappity. Tell when somebody's typing.
Okay. Ready for the next one?
Check.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's short.
You're getting real body.
It doesn't matter. We're recording elsewhere.
Okay.
Kill bodies.
Okay, this one's short, so get ready. Okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Here we go. In a diverse interstellar society...
Millpool.
Ecky Ecky.
Oh. Millpool got in first. What is it, Millpool?
Is it EVE Online?
No, it's not.
Hey, Mass Effect.
Yep. Well,
shit! Good. This game's stupid.
You're so bad at it.
I haven't even answered anything.
Okay. Let's see if I can do something for more nasty based.
No, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Okay, ready?
Go.
A side-scrolling action-adventure sandbox game with...
Millpool.
Good luck,
Little Big Planet.
No. Oh. With an emphasis... on crafting and exploration.
Fuck.
Nasty.
Minecraft.
No.
No, it's that other one.
Set in a vast and vibrant world.
I don't know what it's called.
I know what it is now.
No one knows?
I mean,
well, while you have no guess?
I know what it looks like, but I have absolutely no idea what it's called.
Okay. Millpool, what is it for half a point?
Is it Terraria?
It is Terraria.
Yeah, Terraria, that's the one. I don't play it very often.
All right. Okay. This was a little hard.
That's what she said.
This game is the first and only team-based, massively multiplayer online action game dedicated to armored warfare.
Armored
Wally? Warfare? Wally?
Is it a World of Tanks?
You got it! Way to go.
Thank you.
I was not going to go with that.
No? What were you going to say?
I was going to go with MechWarrior Online.
Well, you would have been wrong.
I know. It would have been close, though.
Okay. Here we go. You might want to stick around until the end, unless you think you know it. Here it is. Randomly generated dungeons and loot await in this action role-playing game.
No, cool.
Millpool?
Is it Torchlight?
You got it!
Good job, buddy. Don't get tricked.
That was a good one.
You tried to trick us, weren't you?
I was.
What, into Dungeon Defenders?
No.
Diablo.
Diablo.
Oh, Diablo?
Torchlight.
Yeah.
The final part of that was from a team of ex-Diablo developers. All right, what else do we have? So the score right now is Millpool with 1.5 points, Wally with 3, and Nasty sadly, has zero.
Taking it like a champ.
All right. We'll go easy. All right.
Here the problem is that they're going to get it before me.
I don't know.
All right. This game combines elements of role-playing and strategy genres with addictive battle action that brings accessible, replayable... Wally?
Mountain Blade?
And competitive gameplay into a whimsical universe.
Fuck.
Nasty?
Dungeon Defenders?
That deepens the player's commitment. Millpool, it's all on you.
Millpool?
What do you got?
Is it League of Legends?
You got it!
Oh.
Good job, dude. See, look, I'm
It's that game we all play.
Yeah.
Oh, that game. The one that we're talking about.
All right. I think I got a few more.
I'm rooting for Millpool on this one.
Fuck you.
Aww.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yep.
In this game, the player must construct facilities to house soldiers and research new technologies while tracking alien movements.
Fuck. Akeki.
Nasty?
StarCraft.
No.
XCOM.
Yep. Well, you got it. Wait, what's the full title?
Enemy Unknown.
Sorry.
You want to do the original XCOM?
There's so many XCOM games.
I know, it's the original XCOM, though.
Yeah, it's XCOM UFO Defense.
Oh, okay.
But I'll give you the point. You got it. Fair.
Whatever you want, sir. It's your game.
All right. So, score stands at Millpool with 2.5, Wally with 4. Let's move on.
Yeah, I'm not even in it.
Come on. You might be able to get it.
Is there like a lightning round or something?
There might be. We'll see.
You don't have anything planned, do you?
See how far ahead Wally gets. All right, ready? I think I have like 2 more. And then maybe a bonus. Yes. Okay, ready? Here it is.
Go.
An action-orientated role-playing game inspired by the works of a Polish fantasy... Wally?
The Witcher.
You got it. Nasty, at one point, when I brought up playing a trivia game, he's like, oh, I'm going to win this.
I never said such things.
All right.
I said I'm probably going to lose, but that's okay.
Here we go. This one's a hard one. Players take on the roles of spacecraft pilots. These characters fly single-seater ships, exploring the planets and space stations of 48 known star systems. They also engage in dogfights with other pilots to protect traitors and engage in piracy themselves.
I'll go out on a limb. Eki for the is it X3 or the X series?
It is not.
Okay.
Anybody else got a guess?
I was gonna say Sora, but that's not it.
Millpool?
My other Eve Online?
No.
The other one would be that one from Microsoft, but I forget what it's called.
It's called Freelancer.
Freelancer, yeah. Microsoft Studios made that.
One of my favorite space games.
In fact, it's probably one of the best independent titles for a third-party enthusiast community. There's still private servers out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Okay, so no one got
I have an understanding with the people that run that game.
Right, so we'll go to the bonus round. Millpool is at 2.5 points, while he's at 5. Nasty, sadly.
Solid zero.
At zero.
I'm doing great. Moral support.
All right.
So does that mean it's between these two?
No, you can answer it. This one's for 10 points.
Oh.
So everything.
Yay, next win.
So nothing mattered.
Yeah.
It's a bonus, and I'll give you a little hint. This game isn't released yet.
Mm.
Ooh. All right, here goes. An open-world action-adventure game from Ubisoft, where you must use any means at your disposal to take down a corrupt system.
Millpool.
Millpool?
Oh my goodness.
It's the one that Guido was talking about.
Don't give him hints. You're playing against him.
I don't care. He's my bro.
Oh, I totally know what it is. Oh my god, I know what it is. How much time do I have?
3 seconds.
Shit.
You have 13 seconds again.
Yes.
Now you're down to 7, and you have 4 minutes.
Okay, hold on.
So ran out of time.
4 minutes done.
Does anybody else want to hazard a guess?
I think it was Ghost something. It was like, is that spy game?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Come on.
Watch Dogs?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's Watch Dogs.
Yeah, I know. I remember seeing it at PAX.
Yeah.
It was right next to the Splinter Cell.
We also talked about it like 2 weeks ago.
We did. Yeah.
Very briefly.
But we still talked about it.
Alright, so the final score is Millpool with 2.5, Nasty with 0, and Wally with 15 points.
Yeah, champion! Oh, wait. This isn't golf?
No, it's not golf.
Oh.
See, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really racked my brain a little bit.
I had a good time.
Good.
I would say...
whatever.
Whatever? It's whatever.
It was okay.
Hey, guys, I didn't really like that game. I'm Millpool.
All right, I think we're cool here. Tune in next week for the Saturday.
Tune in Saturday, yeah,
for the Boner app.
Boner episode.
We're gonna be playing some board games and broadcasting live with a video feed. You said?
Yeah, we'll probably be drunk.
We'll be drunk. Ask us questions. Some of us might even be naked.
Maybe.
Perfect.
Kobayashi passed out, by the way.
Ah, Kobayashi. We forgot about him.
Too many hot dogs.
Yeah, he ate
turkey dogs, wasn't he?
He might be dead. I'm not really sure.
Is he driving down to Milwaukee with you tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, why not?
Awesome.
So then we'll have him on the Boner app.
He's not dead, by the way. He goes into this weird fugue state after eating too many dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. I still don't understand why he ate all the dogs before anything ever happened.
He's Kobayashi.
Hey, Nasty, you're really good at this. You want to do the final plug everything thing for us?
I can. Follow us on Twitter at JustOKGamers. You can send us an email at JustOKGamers@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook at JustOKGamers. And that's about it.
Awesome.
Do you still want to take submissions for the music?
I still got 3 bands left. I still got Mid and AD and
Support.
So if anybody want, I mean, even if it's not just a segue, you know, something, I got 3 bands, so be creative.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you later.
See you this weekend, everyone.
See ya.
Bye.